Agency defined. As previously stated, agency is defined as a relationship that exists when one person, the agent, acts for or on behalf of another person, the principal. The principal is also known as the client. This relationship is a fiduciary relationship, meaning that it is a relationship based on trust. While treating all others honestly, the agent places the interests of the principal or client first. The agent must always remain loyal to the principal. In real estate, an agency relationship is created with a seller or landlord when the seller or landlord authorizes the broker to seek a buyer or tenant. Likewise, an agency relationship is created with a buyer or tenant when that party authorizes the broker to seek a suitable property. In most cases, the agency agreement includes a promise of compensation if the broker successfully fulfills the agency agreement. The most desirable method of creating an agency relationship with a buyer, seller, landlord, or tenant is to do so in writing. While oral agency agreements are valid in Texas, they are generally not enforceable. Additionally, oral agreements are subject to misunderstanding and misinterpretation by both the client and the broker. Authority of agent. The authority of an agent is determined by how the relationship is created. Agency by actual authority exists when an individual grants express authority to the agent to perform some act. The authority granted may be in oral or written form. Actual, written authority is given to a broker when a seller signs a listing agreement. An example of actual oral authority is when a buyer and agent enter into an unwritten buyer representation agreement. Actual, oral authority is often granted to the agent after the client enters into a written agreement. A common example would be a seller asking that the agent hold an open house. Ostensible agency exists when actions lead another person to assume that one is an agent. For example, a license holder might falsely make public statements that they represent a commercial property owner as a leasing agent or property manager. Suppose the property owner learned of the misrepresentation and made no effort to correct it. In that case, ostensible agency may be created because it is reasonable for others to believe the license holder. Agency by ratification occurs when an agent acts without prior authorization and the principal accepts it upon learning of the action. For example, a seller relocating to another state has left the house vacant and listed with a local real estate agent. The agent has found a buyer, and the seller accepts the offer. At closing, the seller is surprised to learn that he will receive 1 week's rent in addition to the sales price. Although the agent had no authority to do it, the seller's agent authorized the buyers to move in 1 week before closing. This behavior on the part of the agent was extremely risky and unprofessional. The seller accepts this action on the agent's part and receives the rental income in addition to the sales price. By accepting the rent payment, this seller has ratified the agent's unauthorized action. Another type of agency authority is agency by estoppel, which is created when a principal inadequately supervises an agent. The agent takes on powers beyond the scope of authority given by the principal. If this activity causes a third party to believe the agent has these powers, agency by estoppel has been created. Finally, we may have agency coupled with an interest. When a broker owns a property being sold or is interested in buying a property, we have agency coupled with an interest. A real estate license holder is obligated to advise a property owner as to the license holder's opinion of the market value of a property when negotiating a listing or offering to purchase the property for the license holder's own account as a result of contact made while acting as a real estate agent. When an agent is interested in the property, they must disclose this interest as soon as possible. If an agent at a listing presentation discovers they would be interested in purchasing the property, they must disclose this interest before signing the listing agreement. Suppose an agent owns a property available for sale. In that case, the agent must disclose their ownership interest to the potential buyer as soon as possible, either before the property is shown to the buyer or at the initial showing. If there is a family or business relationship between an agent and a property owner or buyer, the agent must disclose it. A written listing agreement, or buyer representation agreement, is evidence that the agency relationship exists and gives the agent express authority. Express authority also comes from the principal's specific oral instructions given to the agent. Agency authority, or rights, may also result from the norm, or what is considered customary in the business. For example, a homeowner can expect the listing agent to make appointments for showings during business hours, on weekends, and in the evenings. Weekend and evening showings are standard practice in residential real estate, and this authority is defined as implied authority. On the other hand, a commercial owner would probably not expect the agent to show property on weekends or in the evenings. Restatement Third of Agency, authored by the American Law Institute, states the following. Fiduciaries are held to the highest amount of good faith, are required to exclude all selfish interest, are prohibited from putting themselves in positions where personal interest and representative interest will conflict and must, in any direct dealing with the principal, make full disclosure of all relevant facts, and give the latter an opportunity to obtain independent advice. Our knowledge and expertise in the real estate field give us an advantage, which we must use to benefit our clients.